Yeah, so I'm Joni Farragher, MHK4, Douglas Easton, leader of the Manx Labour Party.
Perfect. So this week you posed the question on Facebook about school uniform costs for parents. It's all based around this written question. I have a copy of it here about reducing and harmonising the cost of uniforms for secondary schools. First of all, on that post, you kind of put a call out to parents to say, do they agree with the answer given by the department that schools are considering costs for parents and whether they're demonstrating best value for money? I suppose, first of all, do you think that's not the case? Is that maybe the feedback you've been getting from constituents, or what sort of prompted those questions?
So first of all, obviously, as the question asked about a reduction in harmonisation, and the response says that the public consultation was run, but the outcome was that no change was made. And I think that could come across as dismissive to some parents who are really feeling the squeeze of school uniform and ongoing public concern about the cost of school uniform. I think what the question response tells us is that schools themselves have taken the onus upon themselves to try to do some things, but in the absence of a central policy, in the absence of guidance from the department, that they're struggling, and what they're giving is quite piecemeal charity-driven responses like swap shops or donated kit, which is a reactive response rather than a systemic cost reduction, which is what we need to see centrally from the department. In terms of the response as well, I think what I noticed was that it maybe talked about the reduction aspect on an individual school level, but it didn't talk at all about the harmonisation gap. So the question did ask about that it talked about harmonising the uniform costs across the island because there's such a disparity, but the response doesn't address the inconsistency between schools. So there's a lot missing from that response. I think it's quite vague in places. That raises a lot of questions.
Do you see a disparity in terms of prices for uniforms in terms of specific areas, or can you see it even, you know, within Douglas, within schools, within one area?
So I'm not going to be naming specific schools. I think that's what I think my angle here really is, that the department needs to take a little bit more responsibility here. In the response, we can see that they've tried to distance themselves from school uniform policy, but it's important to remember that that's a department position. They've decided to distance themselves. They've decided to give schools the onus. And I feel like schools are trying their best in the absence of a central policy, and that actually it's down to the department to try to harmonise uniform costs and keep them at an affordable level.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, obviously, the school stepping in with things that are akin to charity work, like swap shops and things. So I suppose, are you calling really for the department to reassess that position, that we need that central policy then?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, families will hear that answer and they'll wonder what's really changed. Costs are still inconsistent. They can be quite different between schools, and relying on swap shops and donate kit isn't the same as tackling the root issue, which is the affordability and harmonisation of uniforms across the island. And I feel like the department seems to have stepped back a bit and saying that's up to schools. But what parents are looking for is leadership and fairness.
And I suppose I'm not asking for specific examples, you know, naming any parents or anything, but I also am aware that oftentimes when we post questions on social media, people don't necessarily want to reply, you know, on the public forum. But have you had responses from parents that are sort of, you know, highlighting these concerns again to you then?
Yeah. So I've had telephone calls, I've had emails, I've had private messages, and there are a lot of comments as well, which I haven't even been able to respond to them all on my post. So yeah, as you say, some people don't necessarily want to post in a public place, but some of the issues that have been raised with me have been quite concerning in terms of parents not being able to afford, and other parents stepping up to help other parents who haven't been able to afford it. Now, as you can see in the response, it does mention that there might be a bit of financial help available to parents, but it sounds as if parents aren't either don't know about it or they're too embarrassed to ask for that. We need to be in a position where parents can afford uniform. It shouldn't be so costly and inconsistent across the island. And I do welcome the school's efforts with swap shops and donated kit, but we need to see stronger leadership from the department to ensure fairer, more affordable and harmonised uniforms for all of our families.
Well, in an ideal world, what would you like to see, or I suppose what would the Manx Labour Party like to see if this is something that the party is embracing? Is it a consistent single uniform across the island? Like, what would be a good problem solve for this, I suppose?
No, I mean, it's harmonised uniform prices.
Right, I'm with
so
you.
We're seeing quite different prices for uniforms and different requirements for uniforms across the island. And I think the idea would be that all families are paying a similar price that's affordable across the island, not certain schools being very expensive and other schools being more affordable. All schools need to have affordable uniform because all schools have families who will struggle to pay that cost.
What's the next step for you? Is this something you're hoping to address again in Keys or in Tynwald? Is this something we'll see a question on in the future or another motion from yourself?
Yeah, so I've put in another question asking about which schools. As you can see from the response, it does say that some schools have swap shops or donated kit available. That just shows the inconsistency because it's been left to schools to try to plug this gap here and try to address this. So my question that I've put in that hasn't been published yet is around which schools provide this and which don't. And so I can get a better understanding of how accessible that is for parents. So once I get some more information, I can decide where I'll go from there.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.